Are you a let's have another justify your whore around for all your buddies provider? Are you a lap around the bar at the end of the night? An after party host at closing time? If you checked yes, then let's be friends. We'll keep it going till 6 a.m. But if you're here for one or two times to rethink, 'cause there ain't nothing casual about the way I drink.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Way I Drink by country artist Cole Bradley. The Nashville-based country artist dropped his new 5-track EP, Back on a Beach, and his summer banger single, Way I Drink, just in time for the summer music festivals and his upcoming tour dates. Bradley's greatest summer memories have been over one too many Jamesons in the backyard and cruising down the middle of the lake with the speakers blaring. It's where he had his first brush of true love and his toughest of heartbreaks. His summer anthems like Way I Drink, Back on a Beach, and Headed Home tell the story of lived experiences and rowdy nights out with his best friends that stick with you forever. These attributes, along with Bradley's signature vocal style, are what make his new 5-track EP, Back on a Beach, a summer must. With no signs of slowing down this summer, Bradley will be bringing the party on the road. He is set to take the stage in Canada and parts of the USA, including the stint at the National Saloon in Calgary, Alberta, in July. Here to talk about his new EP and summer banger is country artist Cole Bradley.
Hey Kim, how are you?
Good, how are you, Cole?
Good, thank you. How's the day going so far? Are you having a good day so far? Are you in Toronto?
Yes.
How's that going? Is it nice up there today?
It's 26 degrees here, so yeah, it's nice, really warm. What about you?
I'm still down here in Nashville, so it's a little cold and rainy today, but it's kind of nice for a change to have an old rainy day.
My favorite place. I love Tennessee. Love it.
Oh, it's the best. You've been down here a few times, I'm assuming.
One of my favorite places. One of my favorite places to be. I love it up in the Smoky Mountains, just visiting there too, just on the outskirts as well. So just a beautiful country.
Yeah, we played a few shows out there. There's a new listening room out there in Pigeon Forge. So we played a few shows out there, and it's just nice to get out there and escape a little bit. You kind of forget how beautiful Tennessee is, because I mean, I'm always just trapped here in the city just working, but then sometimes when you're lucky enough to get out, it's just like, man, Tennessee really is so beautiful.
Well, especially this time of year, right, with all the wildlife and things like that. Like, I love wildlife photography. That's what I do on the side, but it's just something so special out there.
Oh yeah, it's that's awesome that you do that as well. No, it's great. I mean, I'm from Alberta too, so I feel like I get the best of both worlds with the mountains up there as well.
That's true. And you're looking forward to coming back for a little bit of Canadian dates coming up?
Yes, I am. It's gonna be one heck of a summer, and obviously we just got this new project and just can't wait to get out there and play some shows and be a couple new fans and you know, see some old and new faces. And yeah, I'm just really excited. It's gonna be a really great summer. We've been working on it for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Just nice to get out there and start playing the summer festivals after the winter months, right?
Oh, I know, totally. And it's obviously such a grind here, and you're booking. And so for me too, obviously I'm independent in terms of the book. I don't have a booking agent or anything, so you know, you spend so many months and trying to book, and it's finally nice when it's finally here and rehearsals getting started and all that fun. So
you're going to be looking forward to playing some live stage, and we cannot wait to see you starting to play live again, because you do a killer show.
Thank you so much. No, it's fun, and that's totally the perfect set for a summer. We it's high energy, up tempo music. That's what we want to be. And obviously, I was inspired, and I grew up idolizing Kenny Chesney. And I always found that a Chesney show was the best place to be during a summer. So you know, when I was writing, and I started writing, and obviously as I've gotten older and become, you know, more of who I want to be as an artist, I just want to be that up tempo, fun, party guy. And just when people come to the shows, I want them to have a couple drinks and just forget about all the day-to-day worries in life and just have a rowdy time. So,
which is what your EP stands for. It really does.
It very much does.
I love it. And I think, I don't know if you were told, but I'm going to be playing it completely for the show today for all of our international listeners and our Canadian listeners here. But I think you have done a phenomenal job for this one. Congratulations on this EP.
Oh, thank you so, so much. No, that means a lot. It's not every day in today's music industry that artists release a project, you know what I mean? Especially independent artists. I mean, I got a label that I work with down here in Nashville called Average Joe's, and they've been great throughout this whole process. But I really came to them almost literally at the end of last year and said, this is what I want to do. I want to put out something, and I want it to be about the summer. And I kind of want it to be kind of a story from front to back and something that people can listen to, whether they're in the backyards with friends or at one of our concerts or on a boat or anything like that. So I appreciate you saying that. It's kind of gonna, for me, I think I'll look back on it and it'll be a stamp or a point in time that I'll be really, really proud of. So,
well, part of your musical journey, right? And you change and you evolve, and we just continue to adapt as music changes too, and so do you when you're honing in your craft, and you just get better and better every single time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, totally. And it's fun. It's fun to look back and listen to old projects, and some of those songs are still go over so great in the live show. And but it's fun to hear kind of how your voice matured, especially, you know, as a male artist. I always find that, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Brighton Udy. He used to be in the band Leaving Thomas, and you know, we kind of talked about how a male voice maybe really won't mature until they're kind of 25, and here I am at 25, and I feel like my voice is the best that it's ever been, and it's kind of fun to look back on some of the old projects. And while I find that, while it still sounds awesome, I just feel like this new music and the vocals and production and melodies and everything just seem more mature, and I'm really proud of that.
I think so. I think you should be. It's funny you were mentioning Leaving Thomas, because I had Annika on the show just last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Annika's a sweetheart, man. What a voice she has. I remember being watching her at 14 or something at this Calgary Stampede Talent Search, and she's one heck of a person, one heck of an artist.
Oh my gosh, she's to me one of the best female country vocalists we have out there.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
She is so good. Let's talk about before we start playing some of these songs and getting into the lyrics and the music, let's talk a little bit about your musical journey, because you started really young. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's crazy to think about how many years I've been doing this. I mean, I started singing at a young age when I was, you know, 5 or 6, and going to choirs and singing along to, you know, Garth Brooks CDs in the back of my mom's car. But from there, just kind of expanded and obviously started writing songs. Not very good ones, but they're still songs at the age of 8 or 9. And from then, I was lucky to meet a producer out in Calgary and record my first EP back then, just with a bunch of songs that I wrote. And it was super cute and super fun. And then, you know, kind of as you get into the later teens, I feel like I started taking it more and more seriously, and found a crew in LA that I worked with on our last record, at My Boots. And then, 2016, I moved down here to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And just pursued my dream, and still pursuing it and still chasing it. But we've had our successes throughout the ways. We've had so many ups and so many downs, and it's been awesome. And I'm just lucky that I've been blessed to work with so many great people and meet so many amazing people, and that have kind of helped me, you know, hone in who I am as a person and who I am as a singer songwriter ultimately. So it's been a fun ride. And obviously, this project, something we've been working on for a while, so I'm excited to show the world that.
Get out there and get playing it. It's amazing when you take a look at what your journey is, and just learning to navigate through the music industry and working with your peers in the business, because finding your own lane in music isn't easy. And as you said, as an independent artist, there's a lot of pressure, because you got to wear a lot of hats. And you got to do your promoting. You have to be turnkey, really, at this day and age.
No, I think that's just a fantastic way to say it. We all have to learn our own hats. And I was lucky actually that I got my business degree too, down here in at Belmont University. And
nice.
So much of it applies to what I do on my day to day. And you know, I've had some management throughout the way. I've I've had a whole team, and there's been times where I haven't had a full team around me. So it's important, I think, for all artists, you know, whether you're independent or whether you're signed to a major label, because you never know how long maybe those days are going to last either, just to know what you're doing. And and also just to know, to be aware of, you know, you don't ever want to get, there's so many great people in this industry, but, you know, there's the odd duck in anything that you just don't want to get
caught up and
find yourself in a bad position. That's what I'm trying
yeah.
to say.
You got to find that core team. And once you find it, it's just, life becomes so much easier, but it's hard. Like you said, you really don't know. People approach you and they have their own agendas, and it's not so much, you know, towards what you want to do as an artist. And you've really got to wean those out and be smart about it. So that's why wearing all the hats and knowing how you want your brand to look and be represented. And for...
Totally. And I think...
Yeah. Like for your team to understand you.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think for me, I've been lucky, especially with this project, to surround myself with a really great team. And we have the great team out in Average Joe's here at the label, and the radio team up in Canada, and PR, and all that things, and the live show, and the MDs. And I really had a vision for this project, and I'm kind of lucky as an independent artist in some ways. When you look at the other side of it, just that I knew what I wanted to do here, and I had a vision for it, and I was very, very fortunate to have people on my team that agreed with what I was doing and saw what I wanted to do and really helped capture that. And so, as I said before, a summer EP, you know, the back of each EP, it's something that I've wanted to do for like a long, long time. I've been holding on to some of these songs for quite a bit, but I knew that I wanted to release this, you know, right during the summer, right before the summer, so everyone could enjoy it and just have that summer feel and everything that comes with, you know, growing up in the summertime and living your 20s in the summers. I think so many people that are my age can relate to that, and I think so many people that have been there will also listen to it and probably have a memory or two that they can relate to.
Nostalgia, right? All those memories, those great memories, our first time loves, our heartbreaks, all of those things combined, and the good times with our family and friends are all combined in this EP. Mm-hmm. Very well.
Oh, thank you. And that was the journey, right? That was the plan. I think, you know, so many times, like, summer's always been my favorite. It's, you know, it's when I'm my happiest, you know, whether it's on a boat or a beach or in front of a crowd. It's the best time of year for me. And again, as you said, I've had my worst heartbreaks and my best love stories during
haven't
the
we all
months, and, yeah, haven't we all? And you know, also just some of the most rowdiest nights, just some of the most memorable nights, my friends just having one or two drinks and just kind of reminiscing about getting older and everything that comes with that. So yeah, I think there's a little bit of everything in it, and I'm glad that first and foremost that you relate to it. And the goal is that as we keep playing these shows and people keep hearing these songs, that they'll relate to it too.
What has been your favorite influence about Kenny Chesney's songs and Garth Brooks' songs? What was it about them that you gravitated to, related to?
I think it's just so honest how their lyrics, I think, is for me, I'm always a lyric guy first, and I always think about the lyrics. And as I've gotten older, I feel like I've been better in the writing rooms about melodies and chords, and I'm starting to become a full-rounded songwriter, which I'm very, very proud of. But for me, it always starts with a good lyric, and I love Garth Brooks and Unanswered Prayers. It's a song that was written by my mentor, Pat Alger, who taught me actually at Beaumont in a songwriting course. And I think that that's just such an honest, different way of saying something. Obviously, that whole story, and we all have that person that maybe we think was right for us at one point, and maybe God or someone looked down on us and they had a different plan. And it's a song like that. And for Kenny Chesney, it's a song like Beer in Mexico that he wrote by himself. While it kicks off his shows, when you really listen to Beer in Mexico, it's kind of this guy who's in their 20s or in his 20s or 30s or at any point in time and just trying to figure out what the next step is. And sometimes the best thing you can do is just sit back and think about it and reminisce and with a beer or whatever, and maybe sometimes the answers are are more simple than you think. So I think that's what it starts off for me is the lyrics and then go from there. Then obviously when you look at Garth and you look at Kenny, you just see how great their live show is. Anyone that's been to a Garth show or a Kenny show knows how great they are with the crowd. And that's what I aspire to be when I get up on stage.
So being an entertainer is a big deal for you.
Oh, it's a huge deal for me. Well, I'm like, I've been to all concerts and I can respect all forms of art.
Mm-hmm.
The best concerts I've been to have always been the ones where they're entertaining, where there's the energy on stage, when there's the energy on stage and you can really feel that energy into the arena or the stadium or any kind of crowd. So no, I think I've been lucky to go to a few Kenny and Garth shows in my days, and the way that they can interact with their fans is something that I definitely think I can do at times, but always, you know, aspire to be.
There you go, because they're two of the best, right? They put on some amazing shows, but the one thing that they both say in this part of their journey, their chapters right now, is listening to the songs that they want to sing for years down the line. It was so important to them. And a lot of the time when you're starting out in this journey, you listen to a lot of different advice. And you got to be really careful with that, because you got to make sure you're writing songs that you're proud of and that you're going to be happy singing, you know, 20 years from now.
No, I totally agree. And I think that's the goal with what I did here with this Back on the Beach project, is that, you know, there's so many songs, I think, in today's country radio. And well, I found that there's some really great songs. I feel like there's some songs that I wonder if we'll look back on it in 5 or 6 years and remember them, you know. And I think, as I said with this EP, the goal of it was to write a record that, you know, can last 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, and hopefully one day when I'm, you know, 50 or 60 years old, I can listen to a song like Back on a Beach and feel the way that.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, because you're going to be reminiscing yourself, going, yeah, I remember those days, you know, when you just have no cares in the world and you can just enjoy the summer. And that's hard in life, because it only lasts a very short period of time, because then life takes over. And those are just moments that I think stick with us always. Those are little snippets of time. And that's what all these songs are for you too. A part of your personal journey.
Yeah, totally. And exactly. And there's hope that there's nostalgia for everybody that has to listen to them. But no, I think that's the end goal with music, at least for me. You know, you can get so wrapped up in the business of it. You can get so wrapped up in the politics of it. And while we've had some great, great memories and playing shows and meeting people, I think if you can look back on the music that you created and be proud of it years from now, I think you're a winner in my point of view. My one mentor once said to me, a different mentor named Darren Terrio, he's a bass player in town. He once told me, take care of the music and the music will take care of you. And
very good advice.
And I think that's kind of the quote that I live by in my career. And I definitely feel like in these songs, we take care of the music. So that's what's important to me.
You're in a really great place. When you're in Nashville, it is writing on steroids. We talk about it all the time, and it's just an experience, because so many people are writing like 3 songs a day and when you're coming in to do these songwrites. And it's a lot different in Canada, and I'm sure in other countries as well. But Nashville is just a very special place, but you'll learn so much very quickly, and you develop and hone in those skills. Like you're saying, you're a well-rounded writer today. And that is amazing when you have that feeling and you know you're there, because then you can be creative and you can sit back and allow your personality and allow yourself to be able to connect to the lyrics in a better way than when you're confused and not knowing where you are really and where you fit in as an artist anywhere.
No, I 100% agree. There's so many great writers in this town in Nashville, and that's been such a blessing to be a part of, and to get into rooms with some people that, you know, have maybe had number ones and are killing it in the game, and there's other writers that have never had a number one that I'm like, you should have a number one, and they're so incredible. But no, as I'm saying, I feel like I'm becoming more of a well-rounded writer, and I got to give a lot of credit to the people that I write these songs with and people in these rooms. And I think you know, songwriting, I find, is just like a muscle. Like, it's just like a tool, and you got to work it like a muscle. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it.
Exactly.
And, I'm happy with where we are with these songs and the songs that I've been writing. And I just feel like every year it just gets better and better. So
I can't wait to see you 5 years from now. Uh-huh. 5 years from now, because I've been watching you since you started your journey, and since you came onto the scene for country music, and there is just such an incredible growth. I really feel that you're in the pocket now, really in the pocket.
Thank you very much. I'm starting to feel like I'm kind of getting my groove as well, and I think what you said is kind of beautiful, and I think that's what's the best thing about country music is that so many of these artists, you can just see growth throughout each project and through each year. And I think the country music format allows us to do that. Whereas, you know, while I love pop radio and respect pop radio and kind of have an influence for it, I feel like, you know, country, you can really build a brand, and you can really build a fan base if you work for it. And it's fun to see these artists throughout the years and watch them grow. And I think country music is special because it really, really shows that on the forefront.
It's an exciting time for country music because there's so much that you can put into the music today that wasn't acceptable even 10 years ago. And especially today, there's just so much diversity when it comes to what you can put into a country song. And that's what's so exciting for all the fans to listen to, because you never know what's going to be coming out that year and what the trend's going to be. And, you know, it's just been some pretty exciting music coming out of Canada, for sure.
No, yeah, great music coming out of Canada and great music coming out down here too. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. I feel like it's just, you can be who you want to be, and I think there's room for everybody, and I think that's important. And I hope that country radio stays the same way, whether you're more on a little pop countryside and you kind of mess around with a couple bass licks or bass grooves or anything like that, or whether you're, you know, down home country like Chris Stapleton or Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's room for everyone, but I think it all still comes down to storytelling and, you know, the three chords and the truth. It's cliche, but we say it all the time. I think good storytelling and honesty always wins, and I think as long as country music has that, I think it'll always be in a good spot.
I think so, and it's more popular today than it's ever been, and that's what I love seeing, the growth in different age groups. It's just so acceptable, where it was just a cliche before. You know, you would hear it all the time. Yeah, but now it's just country's bending every genre's ear now. And that's what I absolutely love. And it's so exciting, too, when you talk about the different places that you live in and the different influences that you get. It's like being in Detroit. It's like a whole different music scene there. Same thing with Nashville. The experience that you get there, just the growth and what you're exposed to is phenomenal. It's just, there's so many special things when it comes to the different countries that we're all in and the different influences that you can get from it, add to your music. It's just, you're learning all the time. It's like being a sponge.
Yeah, and I think when it comes down to I think that's the most important thing for an artist. Like I really do, is obviously taking care of the music and, you know, let the music take care of you. But if you can just learn, you can be a sponge, and you can get better and better and better. Then I just think, why give up?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of always been my kind of train of thought is if you're not getting better at something, or if you're not learning anymore, or you're not taking in information or learning from your wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe that's time to transition to something. But for me, I feel like I just keep learning, and I feel like
awesome.
I keep getting better, and I don't think anyone's perfect, and maybe Adele might be perfect. I don't know, but if you can keep learning, and again being that sponge, I think that's just so important, in not only in this industry but just in any kind of thing you do.
You've had some incredible writes with some world class writers. You've had quite a great experience, I would think, in learning from the best out there.
Yeah, no, I've been lucky. I've been lucky that I've gotten in some rooms with some people that have had that success and know what it takes to get to the top, and you see their work ethic and how they write, and then I've also just been lucky to work with people that have had, you know, publishing deals for years, and maybe they haven't quite hit their number one yet, but they've just passed along so much wisdom to me and taught me so much as well. You know, it's a funny business. It's like you can work so hard, and I've had friends that have, you know, had record deals and ridden their wave and kind of maybe gotten dropped and still kind of trying to battle it out right now. But again, there's no guarantees. But the best you can do is, you know, work hard, learn, and surround yourself with as many amazing and the best people that you possibly can. I've been so fortunate, and while I've worked hard to put myself in those situations and try to, I feel like I've just also been lucky to have, you know, good mentors, and it's just been such a lovely community that I feel like has accepted me. So
pretty amazing. The one thing with COVID that happened is that everybody had time to write, time that they would have never had normally, to be able to sit down and spend that time being creative and explore and listen to what's really out there in different areas of the world. But at the same time, when it comes to songwriters, as you were just talking about, it's difficult to pitch your songs now because there's just so many.
Yeah. It's difficult, and I think another benefit I think of COVID was is that while we did so many Zoom writes and stuff like that, I also took the time to write by myself, and I believe full-heartedly that you should always keep writing by yourself, and still trying to crack some codes and really working your brain on that. We wrote our song "Way I Drink." That was all by myself.
Really? Okay.
And while it's a totally community effort, I'm really proud of that song because it's something that I really worked hard on, and I had to, you know, relook at for almost a year just every lyric and making sure it kind of fit like a puzzle piece. But it's been fun to see the reaction to that song, and, you know, we've gotten on a couple Spotify playlists here, and kind of fun to see that song kind of getting some love, especially because it's one that I wrote wholeheartedly on my own. So
that's kind of special, I bet. That's going to mean a whole lot to you, being the new radio release for you for this project. So yeah, pretty special song, and it's been so well accepted by your peers as well as the fans and the industry. So that's got to be pretty cool.
No, it's that, and it's one of our first cracks at country at Canadian radio. We went to Canadian radio a long time ago, probably when I was at 14, 15, but we're back now, and it's really great, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear this song. And I think that it's totally perfect if you're driving down the highway or driving down roads in any towns in Canada, and you're looking to get hyped up for a weekend or a night out with your friends or just a special occasion. I think if you can hear this one on the radio or anywhere, I think you'll get pretty excited about that.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is "Way I Drink" by country artist Cole Bradley here on Music's Journey.
Are you a let's have another justifier, whore around for all your buddies' provider? Are you a laugh around the bar at the end of the night, an after party host at closing time? If you checked yes, then let's be friends. We'll keep it going till 6 a.m. But if you're here for one or two times to rethink, 'cause there ain't nothing casual about the way I out on a boat appreciator, a drinking game rule book negotiator. I'll get a bunch of strangers going crazy at a kegger while singing every word to Afro Man. I may not be the most amazing chugger, but I'll shoot whiskey one after the other. You can be a doctor or a lawyer or a cop that's undercover, but tonight we're in the same gang. Are you a let's have another justifier, or around for all your buddies' provider? Are you a laugh around the bar at the end of the night, an after party host at closing time? If you checked yes, then let's be friends. We'll keep it going till 6 a.m. But if you're here for one or two times to rethink,
We are back. You are listening to the Music's Journey Show, and that was the anthem single, Way I Drink, sure to get the party started by Canadian country artist Cole Bradley. Don't forget, you can download a copy on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, and you can share it, request it, and play it at your favorite local radio station as well. Such a great song. I love this one. Love this one. There's one that we're going to be playing. We're going to go down in a row here because I want everybody to hear this entire album and this entire EP. So let's talk about the first one. And this is the title track. I love this song. Such a great song.
Well, thank you. It's arguably my favorite song that I've ever written. I wrote it with one of my good friends, Robin Gosh, another great Canadian songwriter who lives down here in Nashville. And it explains that feeling of summer heartbreak that we all feel, and mm-hmm. that nostalgia feeling. You know, it's when I've been in that position before where, you know, I think I'm over somebody, and then the weather warms up, and we hit June, and all of a sudden those feelings come rushing back. I think heartbreak is a tough thing to navigate, and mm-hmm. especially when you have your first toughest heartbreak in the summer. And no, I'm so proud of how it turns out. I love the lyrics. I love the melodies. I love the imagery, and that's kind of why I named the EP after it.
It is such a great song, and I think, like you said, it's something that everybody has a hard time with because those memories come flooding back, and those are always so much of our life is wrapped up into those 2 months of summer, and 3 months of summer, and we have so much fun, but at the same time we're meeting people, we're out, we're just having good time with family and friends, and it's just such a special time for everybody, and those memories are going to pop back into your head. You hear a song, you know, you're at a festival, you hear another song, it's going to remind you of that time you spent with that person. So I think we all can relate to this one, definitely.
Exactly. And the imagery, like the palm trees, just don't sway the same. It's so many different in the crash of the waves. It's very honest to me about, because I did get my heart broken on a beach. Mm-hmm. But I think for anybody, you know, it could be anywhere. It could be whether you're on a lake or on a back road or in a prairie somewhere or whatever. It's something funny because it feels like everything around you's hurt, not only what's inside. So it's a summer heartbreak anthem, in my opinion, and I'm mm-hmm. so proud of it. And
even a sunset, yeah. Right? Sunrise, sunset. Yeah, just the that smells, perfect. Yeah, very cool. Yeah,
and totally, it's a smell. And I think if anyone's ever have had their heart broken in the summer, I think they can feel this one, which is so important to me.
I love the music in it too. I love the way it was produced. I love the entire thing. It's just such an amazing song. We're going to play this one right now. Here's the title track, Back on the Beach by country artist Cole Bradley here on Music's Journey.
The palm trees just don't sway the same. Something different in the crash of the waves. Years go by and the seasons change, but I'm still hung up on you. The memories never come with the warning. Tired of waking up without you in the morning. Every summer when my feet hit the tide, it takes me to those bonfire nights. And I can feel your fingertips, margarita on your lips. And suddenly, from out of the blue, I'm back on a beach with you. Must be tired of moving fast, chasing after all them yellow caps. But do you stop to think of what we had? 'Cause it's all I'm holding on to. The memories never come with a warning. It's like a heavy rain and the pain just floods in. Every summer when my void. It takes me to those bonfire nights, and I can feel your fingertips, margarita on your lips. Suddenly, from out of the blue, I'm back on a beach with you. I've drank lots of Malibu, laid in the arms of someone new. But every time I get closer, I just can't get over how every summer when my feet hit the tide, it takes me to those bonfire nights, and I can feel your fingertips, margarita on your lips. And suddenly from out of the blue, I'm back on a beach with you. Beach with you. It's true.
That was the title track, Back on the Beach, by my very special guest, country artist Cole Bradley, off his new EP that was just released. I'm going to be playing it in its entirety today, and I absolutely love this song. Such a great track, and your vocals are killer on this one too. Very cool.
Oh, well, honestly, I appreciate that. I worked really, really hard to kind of hone in my voice the last couple of years, and I've been seeing some people and getting some advice and just really, really working on it. And you know, I took quite a bit of thinking and how I could get it the best that I possibly could. So we took off drinking for about a month, and actually cut gluten and dairy and like all this crazy stuff just to try to see if it would make me feel more clear and healthier in the voice. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, some crazy antics, but I felt like I was really, really proud of the product that we came up with.
Very cool. I think the fans are gonna love this. They really are. Tell us a little bit about Better Kind of Blue, the next track.
Better Kind of Blue. I wrote Better Kind of Blue with my friend Arliss Albritton, and Arliss is a fantastic writer here. He's written some really great kind of summer themed hits, you know, for Luke Bryan and Josh Thompson and a couple guys that I really, really admired growing mm-hmm. up. And it was awesome because Arliss is from Florida, and it's kind of his thing to write beach country. And obviously, I love the summer, and I felt like it was the right fit for when I was writing for this EP. And it kind of just turned into one of these songs where we both kind of talked about, you know, going somewhere to escape getting your heart broken. And we were just in the middle of that writing session, and we got to the chorus, and we had kind of the meat and bones there, but we're just kind of looking for that one line. And when Arliss came up with Better Kind of Blue, and we just really hit that hook and worked mm-hmm. towards the hook with, you know, the ocean that's blue with the Bud Light blue, looking at a clear sky of blue. We really wanted to drive that point home, and I was just really, really proud of that hook. And I just feel like it's a universal theme as well, which I think a lot of these songs are, but don't we all want to mm-hmm. escape to a beach destination if we get our heart broken?
Absolutely. That's where I go every time.
Yeah.
Is the first place I'll go is to a beach and listen to the water, because man, it's the place to be. And that is the perfect title. Perfect title for this one. I loved it. As soon as I saw it, I went, ooh, this is gonna be a good one. This is gonna be a good one. So definitely is. We're gonna be playing this one right now. Here is Better Kind of Blue by country artist Cole Bradley here on Music's Journey.
Nothing like the sound of a slamming door, and then I don't love you anymore. So break the hinges off this heart of mine. So that vacation I've been saving for, I decided to go ahead and put it toward a brand new pair of shades and a one-way flight. Life is better on a boat, drinking beer ice cold with the breeze on a summer day. could use a little sunshine, a little bit of me time to wash my worries away. So give me an ocean with the Bud Light, looking at a clear sky to change my point of view. I need a better kind of blue. Down here nobody knows her name. Man, I gotta tell you, I like it that way. And the bartender laughs at all my heartbreak jokes. Ain't it funny how the tide can change? With the drink in your hand and the sound of the waves, starting to think that I ain't going home. Life is better on a boat, drinking beer, ice cold, with the breeze on a summer day. Use a little sunshine, a little bit of me time to wash my worries away. So give me an ocean with the Bud Light, looking at a clear sky to change my point of view. I need a better kind of blue. She can't get to me now. Life is better on a boat, drinking beer, ice cold, with the breeze on a summer day. I could use a little sunshine, a little bit of me time to wash my worries away. So give me an ocean with the Bud Light, looking at a clear sky to change my point of view. I need a better kind of blue. Oh, I need a better kind of blue. I need a better kind of blue.
That was the third track, Better Kind of Blue, that is off the new EP, Back on the Beach, by my very special guest, country artist Cole Bradley. This one, I played it a couple times today, and there was a few people that said, you know what, I could really, really get into that song. So that's why I wanted to make sure that we're playing all of the tracks, all five tracks, because so many times the fans don't get a chance to hear some of the other ones, just the ones that are on the radio. So we wanted to give this one a shot too, because it's just so such a great song. Really well done. Congratulations on all of this.
Oh, thank you. Well, no, Summer Heartbreaks was kind of a last minute one. We were actually finishing up recording the EP, doing some vocals in LA, and I ended up writing it with my longtime producer Sandy Keela, who co-produced this with another great producer in town here in Nashville called Noah Gordon. And Sandy and I Sandy had this kind of this really cool, laid back, like almost California feeling beat, and the rest of it just kind of took off from there. And the music really, really drove this one, and we kind of wanted to make it like a kind of a Fleetwood Mac kind of country.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Pop song feel. And. And it was great. And from there, Sandy just kind of kept building the track. And while he was building the track, I was just hammering home some lyrics. And it just turned out to be so, so fun. And I look back on it, and it's kind of like the wild card in the EP. It's definitely got a different sound compared to the rest. But I'm super proud of it. And I think, if you kind of like that pop, that really pop, swaggery kind of country music, I think that Summer Heartbreak is the song for you.
I'm glad you put that one in there. We're going to play this one for the fans right now. Here is Summer Heartbreaks by country artist Cole Bradley here on Music's Journey.
Hit it. You're the kind of girl that on my friend's bed was going to break my heart before the summer would end. Yeah, we slipped through June till July warmed up. Pretty soon you were laying down in the town mall parking lot, slipping off your dress, almost getting caught. Now it's messing with my head. Should've known me and you were bound to crash and burn. There goes another lesson learned. Yeah, I was falling like the stars that we watched every night. Ain't that right? But those days are long gone. I gotta move on. Try to not care about who you are, but I'm still learning from my mistakes. finish another beer, and I'm right back in the past. Yeah, I was falling like the stars that we watched every night. Ain't that right? But those days are long gone. I gotta move on. I know you're somewhere breaking a heart. Girl, you must be getting good at playing the part. I try to not care about who you are, but I'm still learning from my mistakes and some are heartbreaks.
That's the fourth track. It's called Summer Heartbreaks, the fourth track on the new EP, Back on the Beach, by my very special guest, country artist Cole Bradley. Don't forget, you can download all the songs that you love off this EP. You can also request them at your favorite local radio station, and you'd be surprised at how many of them will get played. So, very cool song. I want to play this EP in its entirety for all of our international fans out there getting ready to start celebrating summer and good times with family and friends. And this EP is one that is a must for you to have on your playlist. Let's talk about the fifth song. This one is really special. I think it's probably my second favorite on the EP.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad to hear that. Headed Home is the last song, and it's the last song for the reason. It kind of wraps up, you know, what the project's about. It's kind of like the end of summer almost when you hear about it. And I remember being in a long distance relationship and getting out of college, and you know, when you're young, you don't really know what love is. Yeah, I was lucky. There was this girl, and unfortunately, just didn't work out with timing and long distance, but. There's the point where you look back on it, it's like, maybe I should have gone in that car, maybe I should have driven home together. And we've been sharing it with, you know, people on TikTok and all kinds of people throughout the last few months, and I just think it's so relatable to so many people. I think we've all had that long distance relationship at one point in time, and maybe it worked out or maybe it didn't, but you can't tell me that when you were in that situation that you didn't, there wasn't times where you just wanted to pack up all your stuff and just go back and drive all night to go see that person that was maybe on the other side of the country or whatever. But it's a special song, and I think that even so far, just like listening to it, people have talked about how much they love it. And right now it's one of those EP album deep cuts, but you never know if it has potential to grow bigger to what it is. But
I like album cuts. I love album cuts. Really do.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And it's so personal to my life, and I think sometimes even the most personal songs that you write can find a way into everybody else's heart. So, yeah, we're proud of Headed Home, and I feel like it's the perfect song to wrap up this summer story that we've been working so hard on.
I think the ones that are the deepest connection for the writer are the ones that are going to connect with everybody. I think that's what we look for, and that's what we can feel in the lyrics. That's what we can feel in the music, and I can feel it in this one. We're going to play it right now. Here is the fifth track, called Headed Home, by country artist Cole Bradley, here on Music's Journey.
I remember making out in the summer, wanted that moment to last. You and I moving so quick, falling in love, driving too fast. I was the fool, left for school, left you on your own. Get this rusty truck on the highway. I'm headed home to the downtown street signs when we hit all green lights. With you in my shotgun seat, planning forever with me. Headed home, gotta get back loving on you. Everything that I wanna do. Let me see the sunrise in your eyes. Headed home, gotta make up for lost time. Get it back to when you were mine. I wanna give it one more try. and Diane, writing our own story. I played it cool and left for school. Are you missing me? This truck can barely do 60. I'm headed home, riding to your driveway to say what I couldn't say. It was years ago, but I'm on a new road. Headed home, gotta get back loving on you. It's everything that I wanna do. Let me see the sunrise in your eyes. Headed home, gotta make up for lost time. Get it back to when you were mine. I wanna give it one more try. In the old back bedroom, I'm taking this beat up Dodge Ram to find what I lost back then. Headed home, gotta get back loving on you. It's everything that I wanna do. Let me see the sunrise in your eyes. Headed home, gotta make up for last time and get it back to when you were mine. I wanna give it one more try. Let me see the sunrise in your eyes. Headed home, gotta make up for last time. Get it back to when you were mine. I wanna give it one more try.
That was Headed Home, the fifth track off the new EP, Back on the Beach, by my very special guest, country artist Cole Bradley, just in time for the summer festival season. Don't forget you can download your copy of Back on the Beach on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist. You can also share it, and you can also request any of the songs at your favorite local country radio station. Congratulations. Such an incredible EP for this year. I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you very, very much. I'm so glad you connected it, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's an honor that you're playing all these songs front to back, and I definitely hope that, you know, if you're listening right now, hopefully you can add it to your playlist and send me a message and let me know which one's your favorite. But it's just a project that I'm so proud of, and we worked so hard on it this year, and we just can't wait to get on the road this summer in Canada and then later on in the United States and just play these songs for some old faces and some new faces. Once again, thank you so, so much for having me. It's been so lovely chatting with you, and I look forward to spreading some love this summer on all these shows, on all these tour dates.
Looking forward to it. Let's talk about your collaboration as well, though, with the NHL to sing along with the previous single for Party Don't Start, and the video that landed you the NHL Network. And tell us a little bit about what you're working on for that.
Yeah, it was fantastic, that last project with Party Don't Start. And I'm a huge hockey fan. I've been a huge hockey fan my entire life. I grew up playing hockey from the time I was 5 years old, and I love watching it. And I've been lucky that one of my best friends, he's a hockey player in the NHL, and he's introduced me to so much great industry, and it's kind of been a nice little crossover to connect both my country music career and the NHL world. So, no, that just turned out to be really great. There's a bunch of guys who really are just friends, and they're just such great supporters of my journey. And obviously, I love what they do and support them. And it was worked out. All these guys, and they all kind of, like, you know, they're all kind of learning guitar and having fun with that. So I had this idea, and I brought it to Jake and Jake Bean, my buddy, and Morgan Geeky and Steve Lorenz and Marty Firk and Alex Nedeljkovic, a bunch of NHL players, and it was just so fun. It was just such a fun, different way to kind of get the song out there. And we obviously had an interview with the NHL Network, and there are a great bunch of people over there, and Jackie Redmond, the host, and It was definitely one of a bucket list moment for me, and something super special that I'll always look back on, being able to really share my two dreams, which is obviously country music, and obviously as a kid I wanted to grow up playing in the NHL, and I feel like that's the closest I'll ever get. So it was a super, super special interview and super special project.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That's a really cool one. And I had a feeling that was going to be something that you might be doing a little bit more of. You have to wait and see. I think that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. That's the goal, and that's kind of the beauty of you know, being in music and being creative, is that you never know what road you're going to go down. So
very cool. Favorite thing for you to do when you're not working on music and recording?
Oh, for me in the summers, it's always just getting behind a boat and doing some kind of water sport. Whether it's, I'm a big wake surfer, so I love wake surfing and with my friends and cranking some tunes and swimming and sitting on the dock and just reminiscing and you know, talking about life and all its beauties and struggles and in between. And you know, when it's not summer, obviously I'm on a rink somewhere playing hockey, or if I'm in Canada, or I'm hitting the gym or doing something active. Obviously I love working out and being active and getting out there. So
very cool. Those are my very cool. Favorite song of all time?
Well, my favorite song of all time is The Good Stuff by Kenny Chesney. No surprise, as I've mentioned, Kenny Chesney is my hero, but when listening to The Good Stuff, songs like that don't get written anymore. But man, it's why we all love country music. It's three chords and the truth, and I love the story that it tells.
Very cool. First concert you ever went to?
First concert was actually with both my grandmothers and my sister. It was Elton John in Calgary, Alberta.
Nice.
And,
nice.
I think that's a pretty good one, if I must say.
Very good. That's one of the best. That's really good.
Yeah, we just saw Elton John again here a couple years ago on his final tour, and he can still play. He's still such a talent.
Oh, huge. One of my favorites. One of my favorite ones to shoot, too. Okay, so last album that you listened to from front to back.
Oh, last album I listened to front to back. That's a great question. You know, it was probably the one I can remember listening to front to back was probably by a guy named Brian Kelly. He's the guy that was the other half of Florida Georgia Line, but it was a solo project. And I think it's called Made by the Water or Beach Cowboy, one of the two. But it really just sums up what I love about the summer and country music. And I think when I think back to front to back, that's gonna be the last one.
Very cool. Favorite barbecue meal to have in the summertime?
Ooh, favorite barbecue meal. I wonder that question is tricky now that I live in Nashville. So I still if I'm here in Nashville and on the road, then I'm hitting up Martin's Barbecue, and I'm getting, you know, briskets, potato salad, a little bit of mac and cheese, green beans. That's kind of my thing. But if not, then I'm a very simple guy. I love just grilling on some burgers on the barbecue, having a couple of beers, and enjoying some time with family and friends.
It's amazing how mac and cheese gets into everybody's favorite. It's just like a staple.
Yeah, totally.
It's like a staple. There's like so many variations of it, too. Okay, so favorite summertime beverage?
Oh, favorite summertime beverage... God, give me a Corona and lime.
Oh, good guy. See, there you go. Now you're speaking my language. There you go.
It's simple, but man, when you're sitting on a dock or in a backyard watching a sunset, doesn't get better with a Corona and a lime, in my opinion.
Very smart. See, we're going to have to do that one day when I see you and I do a live interview. 100%. We're going to have to do that. Sounds good to me. Okay, last question. What is your best, most useless talent?
My best, most useless talent. I think my best, most useless is probably my Dr. Evil impression from Austin Powers.
Ooh, can you do it?
I gotta warm my voice. Let me think of a Dr. Evil quote. Hello, Mr. Powers. Throw me a bone here, Powers. That'd be the best that I got.
Nice.
Off the top of my head.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Thanks for spending some time with us and going through this album with you. So look forward to seeing you on the road, and congratulations. Well done.
Well, thank you so, so much. Appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to catching up with everybody in the summer.
Sounds great. You have a great one, okay? Have a Corona on me.
You bet. Well, look, I'm looking forward to that one in person here soon.
That sounds good to me. All right, you take care. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Cole Bradley, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Abby Stewart, David Boy James, Annika, the Red Hill Valleys, Genevieve Fisher, Rivertown Saints, Ty Wilson, Pete Lesperance, Runaway Angel, the Prairie States, Texas King, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons the Stampeders, Katie Topham, Jamie Warren, rock band Taming Sari, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Summer town, when the phones light up over what's going down, saying where we're gonna go and where we wanna meet, but that kind of thing never worried me, 'cause the boys and me, we ain't ever been late, even when the party starts at 8, 'cause if we walk in at 9:30, you bet your ass that we're right on time, 'cause the party don't show up, we're a rockin' band when you fill our cups. Yeah, down on the lake or up in the club, the party don't start till we show up. You may not know us when we pull in, by the time we leave, we'll be best of friends. Of our lives, how it all went down on this damn good night. 'Cause the party don't start till we show up. We're a rocking band when you fill our cups. Yeah, down on the lake or up in the club, the party don't start till we show up. The party don't start till we show up. We're a rockin' band when you fill our cups. Yeah, down on the lake or up in the club, the party don't start. Yeah, the party don't start till we show up. We're a rockin' band when you fill our cups. Yeah, down on the lake or up in the club, the party don't start. The party don't. Cell phone, come by yourself soon. Where we're going, don't need to meet nobody else. All about a cold one, late night police run, barbecue that hot sun. We got the grace to raise some hell. No one gonna tell us what to do. We're gonna be famous when we're through. Let's do it up like we've been talking about. Jail time out past the county line, where we can get away with more. Matt's gonna freak out. crispy will pass out. He's looking pretty now with all that Sharpie on his face. No one's gonna tell us what to do. We're gonna be famous when we're through. Let's do it up like we've been talking about. Get crystal clear, officer, nothing ever happened here. Oh, let's do it up like we've been talking about. Oh, talk is cheap, let's turn it inside out.